What connects the British to social class is not limited to football. Rugby and cricket also have huge fan bases, most of whom belong to the middle class or sometimes upper class. Thus, it is unlikely for one to see working class people at a cricket match in the UK. In other words, people from different classes do not usually mingle with each other during sports events, or any other social occasion for that matter. An interesting facet about international football, rugby and cricket is that they are contested not only by a team representing the United Kingdom, but by teams representing home nations. In football and cricket, the UK is divided into four different national teams. That is, England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. In rugby, it is divided into three countries, with Northern Ireland forming a joint national team with the Republic of Ireland. For instance, the three teams from the UK, Ireland, France and Italy, compete in the Six Nations Championship, the world's greatest annual rugby tournament. These teams are also regular participants in the Rugby World Cup. Cricket is played by the four national teams from Britain and those of other countries that used to be parts of the British Empire, such as India, Pakistan and Australia. Although a time-limited one-day match is common today, a traditional cricket match can last up to 5 days. Test cricket is known for following the traditional rules. One characteristic of test matches is that only national teams with test status, a proof of excellence given by the International Cricket Council, ICC, can participate in the prestigious international matches. As we have seen, football, rugby and cricket are major sports in the UK. A closer look at them gives us insight into the relationship between sports and the social classes in Britain, on the other hand, and the unique form they take in a country consisting of four different regions on the other.